I'm Bob Doty reporting. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says tests on a mass removed from his liver reveal he has melanoma, usually a type of skin cancer that has spread from his liver to his brain. At first, I thought it was confined to my liver and that the operation had completely removed it, so I was quite relieved. But Mr. Carter says his positive outlook changed later that same day when a further test revealed tumors in his brain. His wife of 69 years, former First Lady Rosalind Carter, sat in the first row of seats for Thursday at the Carter Center Auditorium in Atlanta as the 39th president answered extensive questions about his well-being and his outlook as he begins a regimen of radiation treatment and drugs to combat the cancer. The United States reportedly is blocking military aid to Pakistan because Islamabad allegedly has made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network, according to a Pakistani newspaper. If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, that could result in suspension of coalition support payments to Pakistan. These funds are intended to reimburse Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. U.S. and Afghan officials have long alleged that the Haqqani network, one of the deadliest militant groups in the region, has received covert support with Pakistan's spy agency. Withholding U.S. military aid would give credence to Afghan claims Pakistan provides safe havens to the militants. This is VOA News. Thai officials say this week's deadly Bangkok shrine bombing was likely planned by at least 10